You know, so I've always found it more effective to say that, that racism is not free for anybody, you know, and that you pay the price, you know, for what has happened to African-American people, that you're not getting off scot-free, and that if you still believe in white supremacy or any hints of white supremacy and are not at the absolute top of the social structure, you ought to go looking for somebody to be mad at. Right? Because the benefits of being a white person are like shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, to be an ordinary white person, a regular white person, you know, not a wealthy, rich white person. And so the payoff for white supremacy, you know, the clientele for that payoff is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, and in a sense, the majority of the white American population is dropping down to where black people are, you know, which is to say your unemployment rate, you know, your living conditions, your level of debt, you know, your level of social anxiety is coming down to where we are, you know. And I would like to say welcome to the club, or misery loves company,